Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show Ask Elle right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. It's episode 336. It's both a one-hour radio show on more than 100 radio stations across the country, as well as a 39-minute podcast available on all your favorite podcast platforms. However you're listening in, I hope you like my approach to technology, to break down geek speak into street speak, as the announcer says. Speaking of which, I'll announce it here first that I just signed a contract to write a new Dummies book. This is my third Dummies book for Wiley. In fact, it's called Apple Vision Pro for Dummies, which will be out this summer or late spring, how to unlock all that Apple's ambitious mixed reality headset can do in plain English. I'm so excited to start the book next week. So what's on this show today, you ask? Well, we're going to kick things off with what's new in wireless routers for the home. Wi-Fi is super important for all your tech. We'll be joined by D-Link. Also on this show, IBM X-Force is standing by to talk about the latest scams and how to fight back. Love that name, IBM X-Force. Tech expert Carly Knobloch is in the house to chat with us about what's new in smart home tech. And finally, a few more minutes with filmmaker Kevin Smith, as I talked with him over iHeartRadio and KFI in LA a couple weeks back. So we'll play a little bit more from that interview. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this new show with our first interview. Hey, what's the glue that holds all your tech together at home? The answer, of course, is your Wi-Fi, which gives all your devices access to the Internet and the ability for everything to work together, too, like asking your smart speaker to turn up the temperature or to lock the front door. Well, D-Link is a global leader in the home networking space, and to hear what's new from them, we're joined by Pete Marino, Director of Marketing at D-Link. Hey, Pete, thanks for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Mark.
Before we talk about what's new, and we're going to focus on two models, the M30 and the M60 as well, tell us a bit about D-Link, the company.
Sure. So D-Link's a networking company. You know, you sort of mentioned there, we've been designing and manufacturing connectivity devices like routers, Wi-Fi extenders, switches, smart home devices like cameras and water sensors for over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have solutions for both the home and small business, as well as commercial products that, you know, offer solutions for SMBs and school boards and even enterprise companies.
All right, but we're going to chat mostly about regular consumers and the Wi-Fi that they have or need to upgrade in their home. So without further ado, let's learn about the D-Link Aquila Pro AI M30. It's a bit of a mouthful, but I know there's a lot of technology here. So tell us about the M30.
Sure. Well, the M30, it's a mesh router. It's under our new Aquila Pro AI family of devices. And so sort of as the name says there, this line utilizes AI, an AI engine to help people get better Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi in their home. So basically, you know, everywhere from like prioritizing devices on your network to actively searching out for the best Wi-Fi channel to reduce interference. The AI is in there really to make your Wi-Fi better, right? Without you having to tinker with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the M30 itself, it's a, you know, like you said, a pretty big name, an AX3000 Wi-Fi 6 mesh router. The AX3000, just so everyone understands, sort of represents the speed, right? So this router, it's a dual band router. It can hit combined speeds of up to 3 gigabits. So it's a pretty fast router. But, you know, one of the big things that we focused on with this is a big pain point, which is really coverage, right? So, you know, a single M30 unit can cover up to 2,800 square feet. And what's better is, you know, it's got a special advanced antenna design. So most routers in its class, they have 4 antennas, right? So this one has 5 internal antennas. And that extra antenna is actually on the 5 gigahertz band. So for those who don't know, that's the faster Wi-Fi of the two bands. So it really results in, you know, not only more coverage, but faster coverage, which is pretty cool. And on top of that, this sort of 5 antenna design, what's sort of cool about it is if you look at like a normal router, typically they have this donut shaped pattern for the coverage zone, which is, you know, pretty standard. But the M30 creates more of like a 360 degree spherical shaped coverage zone. And what makes this sort of important is now if you think about placing a router in the middle of your home, you know, with this donut sort of coverage, you're covering a level, maybe getting a little bit above, a little below. Well, with this, you know, 360 degree spherical shape, you're actually, you know, shooting Wi-Fi up and down. So it's great for houses where you have an upper level and a basement and you have the router in the middle of the house.
Yeah, I like that. And it's a mesh system, as you said. So just to bring everybody up to speed, you've got the ability to add more these PUCs or nodes or bases, if you want, around the home. I think they're called access points, in order to broaden the coverage even further. Should you have a larger home or maybe an older home that has like concrete walls and other obstacles like that?
Yeah. So yeah, that's the great thing about this M30 is it can be a standalone router, but if you need more coverage, yeah, you can mesh it with other Aquila Pro devices. So whether it be another M30 or, you know, the upcoming E30 mesh range extender, or even the, you know, the bigger brother M60 router. So it's a really, it's a grow as you need solution. And I think that's what's cool about it, because sometimes, you know, you might buy a mesh system in a 3-pack and sometimes it's overkill. And that's actually worse for your network when you sort of have too many nodes in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to be able to go, hey, I bought one and I need a bit more coverage, get a second one, and then grow as you need it. You can sort of experiment in that sense, right? But I mean, it can grow from, you know, the 2,800 square feet up to 7,000 square feet,
wow,
right? Depending on your...
Before we talk about the design, because I think it's really cool, just for our listeners, if they already rent or own a router with an internet service provider, it doesn't matter, right? You could still use this D-Link Aquila Pro AI M30 by connecting it to your cable modem box.
100%. I'm actually doing it with mine. So, you know, it's definitely can be leveraged with your existing Wi-Fi modem, Wi-Fi gateway, whatever it is you
right.
have, or even, you know, technically another Wi-Fi router.
Speaking of design, Pete, let's talk about this really cool look of the M30. In fact, D-Link has a fun YouTube video all about it. Since this is radio, let's explain what it looks like.
For sure, yeah. It's definitely a cool-looking router. A lot of attention to detail was put into the engineering of the M30. To visualize it, it's a matte white router with internal antennas, and it's about 7 inches wide. But it has this really contemporary look to it. It's almost like a sculpture design in a sense, right? So imagine almost like wings wrapping around the top in a sense, right? So it's really, really cool. And then some people say, well, who cares about the design, right? But here's the thing, like, you don't want your router tucked away in a corner or hidden behind stuff in your house. Really, to get the best way to get good Wi-Fi in your house is to place your router out in the open. So there's a science around the signals and why that's the case, right? But we designed a router that almost looks like a piece of art. So I think people feel more comfortable showcasing it out in the open.
Mm.
I mean, we sort of joke here. We sort of say, like, you know, Wi-Fi with style with this one. And, you know, that tagline really fits in this case.
Because it's got broad range, you can even access internet outside of your home in many instances, right? You play on your tablet on a backyard deck, like in the summer, sit on the front porch. You should be able to have that kind of range.
Exactly. I mean, it depends on your square footage, and that's why a grow-as-you-need mesh system, I think, is perfect for that kind of scenario, because, you know, you could start with the router, the single unit, and sort of see, okay, how is this, you know, working for me? And then it's like, oh, there's a zone out in the back of the yard where it's not quite getting there. And then, you know, you can add a second unit to extend to where you need to be.
What about how many devices it can simultaneously handle?
You know, that's always a tough question because it really depends on, you know, what you're doing with the devices and the bandwidth. It's a Wi-Fi 6 router. The whole premise around Wi-Fi 6 is to be way more efficient with the Wi-Fi. It's hard to give an exact number, but this, I think, is like 4 times what you would have gotten with a Wi-Fi 5 router.
We are chatting with Pete Marino, Director of Marketing at D-Link. We're learning first about the Aquila Pro AI M30 router, now available. And we're going to now pivot and chat about the D-Link M60. Is this also part of the Aquila Pro AI family?
It is, yeah. So the M60 is, it looks exactly like the M30, just slightly bigger, but it's a powerhouse of a router, right? So as the name, again, once again says, it's AX6000. So really, it's a 6 gigabit per second router. So really fast. And it's also, you know, what's cool about it is it's got like the 2.5 gig WAN port. So just, again, so people understand, that helps you if you're, if you've got more than gig speeds coming into your house, you can take more advantage of, right? Because you have a faster WAN port where you connect the, you know, your modem into. It's got all the same features pretty much as the M30, except in this case, there's 8 antennas, so really strong range. You can, once again, meshable, so you can go from, you know, 3,000 square feet up to 8,000 square feet using this product. Really, really, once again, powerful. All the same traits, like it's got all the AI features that really make this, make your Wi-Fi super reliable and powerful in the home.
So I was going to ask you then, how do you decide between the M30 and the M60, presuming the M60 is more expensive as well? But so it's not if you have a larger home, is it if you need faster speeds, like you are streaming 4K video or you're a hardcore gamer, or is there other reasons why you'd go with the M60?
Yeah, so I think, again, one of the big reasons is if you're getting faster internet into your home, take advantage of that, right? Take advantage of the 2.5 gig WAN port. Both are fast, but really, yeah, if you've got multiple gamers in your house, you know, you may want to step it up to the M60 for sure. From a coverage perspective, right, it's a little bit more. So, you know, if you really get heavy, heavy coverage, you know, it's another reason to step it up, but it's very powerful. So, I mean, I think both routers, like an M, a lot of it comes down to price point too, right? Where someone's comfortable, mm-hmm. you know, purchasing a router at and what makes sense for their family. But yeah, ultimately, you know, I would say the M30 is perfectly fine for, you know, a family of four and you're streaming, you're doing Netflix, 4K, you know, playing some games. And then, you know, if you got some people really, you know, heavy into gaming, there's going to be more people in your house, the M60 is definitely a step up.
All right. And then speaking of pricing, where can we learn more about the M30 and the M60, including what retailers carry them?
Yeah, the best place to go would be dlink.com. Everything you need is there and you can search the whole product line.
All right. dlink.com, D-L-I-N-K.com. Hey, great to chat with you, Pete. Thanks so much for carving out some time to talk. All the best.
Hey, thanks for having me.
When we return on Tech It Out, IBM X-Force joins us as it's National Consumer Protection Week. So we'll learn how to fight back against fraudsters. These scammers are lurking in the darkest corners of cyberspace, looking to get at you and your wallet. So we'll give you some information to fight back when we return. Stay with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
How much do you spend from your paycheck in about 100 days?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The federal government is on pace to spend over $1 trillion per every 100 days. Are Speaker Johnson and congressional Republicans doing anything about it? Enough is enough.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Did you serve in the military? If so, you can obtain a free lifetime pass to more than 2,000 federal recreation sites. These sites are located across more than 400 million acres of public lands, including national parks, wildlife refuges, and forests. The lands host activities to fit any lifestyle: hiking, biking, fishing, camping, and much more. Gold Star families are also eligible for these free lifetime passes. Plus, they cover entrance fees for a driver and all passengers in a car, or up to three additional adults at sites that charge per person. Obtaining one is easy. Just go to the National Park Service website, nps.gov, or the National Park Service app.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hey Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A very raspy Mark Saltzman with you today on Tech It Out. I don't think I've been screaming a lot today or anything. Yes, I did give a 45-minute keynote and one TV interview, but that's it. Shouldn't be this bad, so apologies. Hope you're all doing great today. This program, Tech It Out, is powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, which represent the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. You can get immediate results by asking your computer something like, show me the email about the promotion, or where are my daughter's birthday photos from last year? The AI PC is here. More info is at intel.com/coreultra. That's intel.com/coreultra. It's a global crisis that no one seems to be talking about. There has been a 71% spike in cyber attacks and a 266% rise in information-stealing malicious software, all designed to lift your credentials from emails, bank accounts, crypto wallets, and more. Now, cyber criminals are leveraging AI, artificial intelligence, to make it even easier to get at your wallet. To tell us more, including how we can protect ourselves, we're joined by IBM's Michelle Alvarez. She is Strategic Threat Analysis Manager for IBM X-Force. Welcome to the show, Michelle. Good to chat with you.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here.
This is a timely chat, in fact, Michelle, because it's National Consumer Protection Week in the United States and Fraud Prevention Month in Canada. So why don't we start with why there is an emergency threat, what you call a global identity crisis, in fact.
Absolutely, Mark. So yes, this is a perfect time to talk about this because, you know, our online identity is just constantly expanding, right? We're subscribing to more online services. We're creating more and more new online accounts, really. And we're just to a great extent reusing the same logins, right? We're not supposed to, but we are finding that, you know, 71% increase year over year of the use of valid credentials, which is essentially a username password combination. That's how attackers are getting in. So we may not even know how many online accounts we have, right? I bet maybe if you were to kind of take an inventory, you could be forgetting a few. I might forget a few. So basically when a breach happens and you get an email that notifies you that your username and password are compromised, you might not even remember all the places where you use those credentials.
Fair.
And, of course, you need to go back and update those credentials.
For sure. And I think you might have already answered this, but how are cyber criminals attacking our online identities?
All of this information, all of this compromised credentials, it's making its way to the dark web, and it's being put up for sale in illicit marketplaces for sale. And with really just a few dollars, maybe $10, cyber criminals can get a hold of thousands of credentials. They can then check to see where those credentials are being reused or still in use. And again, it turns out they're in reuse quite a bit. So the more and more that this identity is exposed, you know, the big issue here is that it's basically irreversible. It's not like you can call up the dark web and speak to a customer representative and have your identity or your credentials deleted like you can with a legitimate organization. So attackers are really wagering on this. And so what we're seeing is we're seeing attackers leverage these username password combinations to log in versus hack in, which is a very big concern, Mark. They've realized that this is basically the path of least resistance.
Right.
And now you also mentioned that in our report, we say, hey, there's also been this, you know, 266% increase in info stealing malware. Well, this is malware that's specially designed to steal your credentials. And so you're stealing these credentials, using them against other accounts where those credentials were reused. And so, you know, how this might happen. Well, you get a phishing email. I think we're all familiar with phishing right now, right, Mark?
Phishing with a PH, yep.
Phishing with a PH, yes. Basically, you unwittingly click on an email or an attachment, and then this info stealing malware gets downloaded, and then that's how attackers are now also stealing your email logins, your social media, banking info, you name it. And we saw this type of attack, the use of valid credentials, in 30% of the cases. Also, we saw the credentials might give them access to multiple types of accounts. It allows them to be stealthy, right? They log in and it doesn't trigger an alert, so they can do even more damage.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's even worse, actually. And is it fair when I hinted off the top, Michelle, that AI is impacting these attacks even more?
Right. That's a great question. So, you know, the short answer is that AI will certainly allow attackers to scale identity-based attacks. It will allow attackers to really target the individuals that they want to target and the organizations that they want to target. So threat actors are basically using artificial intelligence to uncover connections between various data points and basically identify and prioritize valuable information with these stolen data sets. You know, if you kind of think of it this way, AI is very similar, or the use of AI that attackers would use it for is in a way that marketers would use it for customer acquisition. So attackers are using it for target acquisition, right? Essentially bringing up to the top of their list the likeliest targets that can be successfully compromised. And there's definitely interest. Attackers are seeing the value of AI. In the report, we know we saw over 800,000 posts on the dark web of attackers discussing AI. Really just tells us that attackers are exploring how they can use this technology for their attacks.
More with IBM X-Force when we return on Tech It Out. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to continue the conversation about various threats and, more importantly, how to fight back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of AJ Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Adam Ryan, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those individuals that are interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or get more information, please visit our website at ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Please apply now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Michelle Alvarez. She is Strategic Threat Analysis Manager for IBM X-Force. Love that name, by the way. She is joining us to talk about not as cool of a topic, but unfortunately, we're talking about the dark web and how cyber criminals are lurking there and getting at you and your wallet to put your data and devices at risk. Before the break, we were talking about AI helping these cyber criminals attack you better, smarter, faster, and they're probably probably also leveraging AI to write more convincing emails and texts, right? Like in the past, it wasn't that long ago where the grammar or the spelling was questionable. And you're like, oh, that's not my bank. They spelled account with two T's at the end or whatever. But now AI is cleaning up all that language, so it could look even more legitimate.
Absolutely, Mark. You've hit the nail on the head, right? AI is going to allow the attackers to create more deceptive emails, right? So we fully expect 2024 to be the year of deception. More deceptive phishing emails, more deceptive deep fakes. Just like organizations will be using AI for legitimate ways to improve their processes, attackers will do the same, right? They're trying to improve their operations.
Yeah, we didn't even get to deep fakes by sounding like, you know, your boss, by using artificial intelligence to ask you to wire money to some organization and you do it because it sounds just like your boss. Oh boy. How does extortion tie into all of this, Michelle? Are we talking about ransomware?
We're definitely talking about ransomware, but, you know, extortion is just an objective, right? The cyber criminals, their common goal is financially motivated, right? The most common impact that we tend to observe from cyber attacks are data theft and extortion. And usually there is an impact of extortion from ransomware. Ransomware, it encrypts your data and then the attackers ask for a ransom in order to provide a decryptor to decrypt that data. And also, you know, they can steal the data and then threaten to leak it. So those are two forms of how attackers are extorting ransom from organizations. And really everything's sort of connected, right? We're seeing attackers using employee logins to establish access into an environment, and then they're pivoting through the network to access sensitive data that they can ultimately, again, extort from an organization.
But it's not just organizations that are getting hit, like businesses and governments, but also individuals, like just even my listeners, no doubt that they've been a victim of, or at least targeted with ransomware in mind, right? Where they hold your files hostage until you pay up.
Absolutely. So we are definitely talking about consumers because consumers, their information is everywhere. So if a particular organization is targeted and their information is held for ransom and then leaked on the internet, that then also ends up, you know, in an attacker's hands to then leverage against other accounts, certainly that has an impact.
I just wanted to call out that not only are consumers affected when a business's information is breached, which is your information, but also directly, we're often seeing directly in our inbox or on our phones through a text message or even an old-fashioned phone call that these attacks are happening, even us as just regular individuals, coming from all angles, unfortunately.
All angles.
So it would be remiss not to ask you how we can protect ourselves better during all of this. And you already talked about us being lazy and using the same passwords for multiple online accounts. So why don't we start there? There's an obvious tip here, I guess.
You're right, Mark. So, you know, and I don't know if it's a case of necessarily being lazy. I think what we're doing here is we're providing some awareness around this threat. Much like I said, you know, phishing probably was unknown a couple decades ago, but now we put such a spotlight on it, right? So what we're trying to do here is put a spotlight on this issue. And so I think, you know, first it's important to understand what's at stake, right? The passwords are a gatekeeper to the digital version of, you know, your wallet, basically. So what's in your physical wallet? It's the various IDs that you have, medical, banking, et cetera, right? So your online accounts have digitized versions of the same data, and your passwords are what protect it. So, you know, let's practice good password hygiene. Let's set reminders for ourselves to reset passwords every 3 to 6 months. Of course, the biggest thing is do not reuse the same passwords across accounts.
That's what I meant by laziness, by the way.
Right. No, absolutely. Yeah. And I think we're all victim of that,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
Like there's so much to keep track of. It's one more thing, but if you think about it, right, it's so important. So, you know, we tend to prioritize the things that are most important in our life. And this is one of those things, right? Our digital identity.
Are you a fan of multi-factor authentication, Michelle, where not only do you need your password to log into your online accounts, but a one-time code sent to your phone?
Absolutely, Mark. This is a huge roadblock for attackers. We have seen this actually time and time again where attackers were, you know, come up against an account that has multi-factor authentication or MFA enabled, and they will not try to target it, right? Because they're, again, they're looking for the path of least resistance. So if they can just simply log in without any resistance, that's the path they're going to take. So MFA is extremely important. And I know, again, maybe a slight inconvenience, but I think we're at the point where we need to kind of do a little bit more to protect our identity.
All right, Michelle, where can we go for more information?
Right. So you can go to IBM.com/X-Force. Our annual threat report is up there, and there's a lot of other information about the global identity crisis and other types of cyber threats that are targeting users right now.
All right. That's a very easy URL to remember. IBM.com/X-Force, the letter X, F-O-R-C-E. Michelle Alvarez has been our guest. It's been great chatting with you. Very eye-opening. A little scary, but I think you've armed us with some great advice to fight back. Thanks again for your time, Michelle. All the best.
Thank you, Mark.
Speaking of protecting yourself, we cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best safeguard your data and your devices in the digital age, even if you're not tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion, all to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Carly Knobloch, who's just outside of Las Vegas. She recently attended a home show, so we'll learn what's new and techie from that. Followed by a few more minutes with Kevin Smith, legendary filmmaker who joined me last week on the show. We'll continue our chat a little bit later as well. Stay with us. A lot more Tech It Out coming right up after this short break. We'll be right back.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. When the Maui wildfire hit last summer, veterans organizations were among many to step up and provide help to the community. Working from Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 3850, a somewhat run-down oceanside compound in Kahee that dates to World War II, veterans from throughout the island went to Maui to distribute checks to fellow veterans and also give out toiletries, clothes, food, and other supplies to the public. Now the local VFW commander hopes that post, which includes a wooden building named for Maui veteran Paul Canolio and several other buildings, can be reborn as a gathering spot. Not just for veterans, but for the entire community. He says what's happening now is the community is losing out because they haven't been able to use the space.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone, you're listening to Tech It Out. The annual NAHB International Builder Show just took place in Las Vegas, where more than 70,000 people attended from more than 100 countries, all to learn what's the next big thing and trends when it comes to residential construction. Tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch is at their new showcase home in Henderson, a suburb of Las Vegas. It's called the New American Home, where we find Carly today. Thanks for joining us. We're excited to hear all about it.
Thanks, Mark. It's always great to be back with you, and I've partnered with a few brands that made news not only at the show, but right here in this new American home where I'm coming to you from, with almost 8,000 square feet of luxury overlooking the Las Vegas skyline. It's got energy efficiency, it's got cutting-edge innovations, and of course, great design that homeowners want today. It's absolutely beautiful here.
Speaking of innovations, yeah, why don't we start with a couple that can be found inside the home?
Yeah, well, you know, the heart and soul of any home is the kitchen and also, let's face it, the laundry room, right? So we'll talk about both. But let's start in the kitchen with Signature Kitchen Suite's 48-inch built-in French door refrigerator. I wish you could see this. It's drop-dead gorgeous, and it comes in either stainless steel or panel-ready options, so you can do that little trick of hiding it with your cabinetry. It's got so much room because of the French door style. Your groceries can really stretch out. But the big story is really all about the technology inside that keeps your food fresher longer thanks to precise temperature control. It also has this four-drawer feature on the bottom half with this really unique convertible drawer that can keep everything from deli meat to seafood fresh, or it can be turned into extra freezer space if you need it. And then let's talk about laundry with the LG Wash Tower. Again, this is a gorgeous appliance. It's got great features and great style in half the floor space. The washer detects fabric texture and load size, and it gets smarter with every load about what you're washing and how you want it washed. The dryer is massive, and it uses innovative heat pump technology to recycle heated air, which basically means you're using half the energy to dry each load. And plus, it's ventless, which means you have so many more installation options. You can put it in your closet or, you know, pretty much anywhere in the house because it doesn't need to vent to the outside. Also, again, it's gorgeous, the sleek design, and it has this beautiful center control panel that makes all the controls really easy to reach. You don't have to get up on a step stool. Both of these appliances, by the way, are Energy Star rated, so they fit right into this net zero home that I'm standing in.
Cool. Yeah, I'm familiar with the ventless dryers, how they're good on your wallet, not just on the environment. And that seems to be a trend these days. And I like how compact the LG Wash Tower is. Not that you need that in an 8,000 square foot home that you're in right now. But for many people, you know, or living in a condo or what have you, it's perfect.
Yeah, and you know what's nice here, where you do have lots of square feet to stretch out, is that there is a main laundry room with larger units that are side by side. And then in the primary bedroom, you have a little wash tower. So, you know, just kind of tucked into the closet. So you've got a second washer dryer that goes into a place that maybe doesn't vent to the outside or where space is a little bit of a concern. So, you know, it's got the larger laundry room and then a smaller second unit as well.
Got it. All right, Carly. And how about innovations when it comes to heating and cooling? Is there anything there at the show?
Absolutely. Well, 43% of a home's utility costs are from heating and cooling. So that's a lot of cash each year, no matter how many square feet your home is. So choosing an efficient system is really critical. This home that I'm in features LG's heat pump HVAC technology, which moves heat from one place to another using natural heat sources to provide both heating and cooling. And it's a really smart alternative to conventional HVAC because by using electricity, heat pumps can actually make your home comfy and reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which saves you money and also helps the planet. So it's a really unique and interesting alternative to, again, conventional HVAC, and works really well.
We're chatting with tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch off the heels of the NAHB International Builder Show, which just took place in Sin City. And Carly is joining us to talk about innovations for the home. We covered the kitchen. That's the heart of the home for sure, the place where everybody congregates the most. We looked in the laundry room, chatted about innovations when it comes to heating and cooling and saving money. Now you've got this beautiful home, Carly. We want to protect it and secure it. So I understand you've got an example of some changes that we may see when it comes to securing your home.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people think of alarm systems, but really upgrading the doors in your home can make a huge impact on security. The new Masonite Performance Door System with M-Protect Multi-Point Security Lock can really give you peace of mind. M-Protect is 4 times stronger than a standard deadbolt lock, and it's so much easier to use than most multi-point locks. I don't know if you are familiar with, like, multi-point locks. You usually have to kind of ratchet the handle up and then twist the lock, and it's a whole process. But this one operates just like a regular deadbolt, but it is creating this multi-point lock in the door. It's built right into the door. And the best thing is that it has so many options for door colors, finishes, and hardware. So you can really get the perfect combination for your home, including smart locks. And it really has a super high level of security and impact resistance. So built into the door is so many different security enhancements that, again, really upgrade the security of your house, something you might not think of.
All right. So that's the Masonite M-Protect Multi-Point Security Lock. Carly, for all of these solutions that you've chatted with us about today, the Signature Kitchen Suite, the LG Watchtower, and the Heat Pump HVAC and all that, is there a website you can recommend to check it out, look at pricing, retail support, and so on?
Absolutely. So for all the information on what I covered today, you can go to inthenews.tv. And to find out more about the new American home, you can go to tnah.com.
All right, tnah.com and inthenews.tv. And, of course, you can follow Carly on her socials at Carly Knobloch. Thanks so much. Have fun. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks, Mark. Good to talk to you.
Filmmaker Kevin Smith on Tech It Out. When we return, stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Clips on Tech It Out over the past few weeks. Have a couple of minutes left, so let's get right to it. I did ask ChatGPT, tell me some facts about Kevin Smith most people don't know about.
Now tell folks, because there are definitely at least 12 people out there that don't understand ChatGPT.
Yeah. So it's what we call Gen AI or Generative AI, Artificial Intelligence. It's a free program by a company called OpenAI, and you can talk to it and converse, not just ask a question like to Google, but you can actually go back and forth. And some people have taken that and made it actually audio, where you actually are having an audio-based conversation, but for the most part, it's text. There's also a sister program where you can ask it to generate some artwork that's original, like draw a picture of Kevin Smith on the moon holding a Canadian flag and a beer in the other hand, and it'll do that for you. That's not a bad visual.
I'll give you the one that's framed in my living room. You don't even have to go to ChatGPT for that.
Yeah, I've written articles about what you can do with this pretty amazing tool, or a little freaky if you're a journalist like I am and, you know, you're worried about your job.
Yeah, really.
But anyways, I asked it for an article I wrote for USA Today, what's something no one yet has asked you? And it said, well, I've asked to write a lot of speeches for weddings, I've asked to write songs and poems, but I've never been asked to write a novel. So I said, okay, write me a novel. I said, sure, what would you like it to be about? And I said, okay, let's say it's late 17th century in Massachusetts during the witch hunt era. Okay, here it is, Shadows of Salem. Chapter 1, you know, Boston, 1692. Abigail's walking through the halls of the church and whispers something to Ethan. There's something quite not right with me or whatever. And I was like, what? And it wrote this whole, like, I stopped it after chapter 4 or 5, but it was
Hold it one second, Mark.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy your book. I'd like to option it for a Hollywood motion picture. Warner Brothers is right down the street. This sounds fascinating.
My wife Kelly's like, why didn't you let it write the whole freaking book and sell it? I'm like, you know, that's why I married you. That's very smart. So anyway, so I asked it this morning, hearing that you are once again filling in for Gary and Shannon. Tell me something about Kevin Smith that that most people don't know about. So it gave me some interesting factoids, like we talked about before the break, that you were uncredited in a movie in Coyote Ugly, which was a very successful movie from the late 90s. It said also that while you had this heart attack scare in 2018, which mm-hmm. I know you've talked about quite a bit, it the Widowmaker, but you've also become a great advocate and spokesperson about mental health.
Yeah.
Just physical health. So I read that, I went to YouTube and I saw an amazing video. I think it was sponsored by People.
Yeah, I did
magazine.
For People magazine.
Yeah, it was so great, man. I got to tell you, Kevin, it was great. You sharing your own personal stories when you were younger and how that's trauma and how you dealt with it. So that was very inspirational. Talked about another fact about Kevin Smith to distribute this film called Red State that you directed.
Yeah, we took it on tour.
Yeah, the best thing that you did something that was unusual. You bought the distribution rights yourself and you took the film on a road show tour, personally presenting it to audiences in various cities. I don't think that's a very common thing to do.
No, we started doing that with Red State, but we do it all the time now. We do the James Bond reboot and Clerks 3.
Sure. But you're a huge like Comic-Con kind of guy, and you know, like you're accessible and you love to interact with fans directly, so I'm not surprised.
I can tell you, none of these facts are lesser known to me. I know all these.
Well, yeah, to you, I would expect so.
Being Canadian, you're one of my favorite people. Mark Saltzman, ladies and gentlemen, giving us that tech talk. Hopefully I get to talk to you next week.
I hope so as well, Kevin. Thanks so much, man. So we did talk a week later. Kevin Smith filled in for Gary and Shannon on Thursday mornings on KFI in LA and San Diego and Orange County and on iHeartRadio. So that was fun, but we played enough clips from that, I think, over the last couple of weeks. It was just a kick, you know, being a film fan to be interviewed by Kevin Smith. So I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you enjoyed Tech It Out this hour. We first spoke with D-Link to hear what's new in routers. We then pivoted and spoke with IBM X-Force about National Consumer Protection Week and what you can do to protect yourself from scammers and when you're shopping online. Tech lifestyle expert Carly Knobloch joined us from outside of Las Vegas about smart home tech. And finally, Kevin Smith. If you want to hear this show or share it with friends, it is a podcast episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spreaker, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and so on and so forth. So just just do a search for Tack It Out and feel free to add my name, Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. And thank you in advance for sharing it, liking it, telling a friend about it. Have a great rest of your day, everyone. I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tack It Out. Bye for now.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
One of the biggest hits from the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas was the LG Signature OLED T. T stands for transparent. This is a television that's virtually see-through when turned off, so it blends into your room decor. And when it's turned on, you can choose for it to be opaque, like your current TV, or show animated images that are seemingly floating around your actual room, almost like a hologram of, say, a fish tank or fireplace. This 77-inch see-through and AI-powered smart TV is also wireless to give you more options on where to place it. Connect your components, like a cable box or video game system, to the Zero Connect box somewhere else in the room, and then it'll transmit up to 4K video and audio to the television. Especially the transparent part, this TV was jaw-dropping. LG hasn't confirmed how much it will be, but available in 2024. More at LG.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.